8. What are the different transaction propagation levels in Spring? Spring provides several transaction propagation levels. Propagation underscore acquired supports a current transaction or creates a new one. Propagation underscore supports participates in an existing transaction or runs without a transaction if none exists. Propagation underscore mandatory supports an existing transaction, throws an exception if no transaction exists. Propagation underscore acquires underscore new suspends the current transaction and starts a new one. Propagation underscore not underscore supported suspends the current transaction and runs without a transaction. Propagation underscore never executes without a transaction, throws an exception if a transaction exists. Propagation underscore nested executes within a nested transaction if a current transaction exists. 9. Can we use a transactional in a multi-threaded environment? Yes, a transactional can be used in a multi-threaded environment, but it requires careful management to ensure that each thread has its own transaction. Spring creates separate transactions for each thread based on the execution context. 10. What is the purpose of the add-enable transaction management annotation in Spring? The add-enable transaction management annotation is used to enable annotation-driven transaction management in Spring. It allows the use of add transactional and ensures that the appropriate proxy is created to manage the transaction lifecycle. 1. What is the timeout attribute in add transactional used for? The timeout attribute in @transactional defines the maximum time, in seconds, a transaction can run before it times out. If the transaction exceeds this time, it will be automatically rolled back. 2. How does Spring handle nested transactions with the @transactional annotation? Spring supports nested transactions using the propagation underscore nested propagation level. A nested transaction allows you to commit or roll back changes within a part of a transaction without affecting the outer transaction. 3. What is the difference between a transactional on a method and on a class? Applying a transactional to a method means that only that method will be wrapped in a transaction. When applied to a class, it applies the transaction management to all methods in the class unless overridden at the method level. Method-level annotations take precedence. 4. Can you control the rollback behavior in Spring for different exceptions? Yes, you can control rollback behavior in Spring by using the rollback for and no rollback for attributes in the @transactional annotation. You can specify which exceptions should trigger a rollback and which ones should not. 5. How can Spring Transaction Management handle database connections in a clustered environment? In a clustered environment, Spring Transaction Management ensures that database connections are handled correctly using appropriate transaction managers for the specific database configuration. It can manage transactions in a distributed system by using JTA, Java Transaction API, for coordination across multiple resources. 6. What is the read-only flag in @transactional and when should it be used? The read-only flag in @transactional is set to true when you know that a transaction will only be reading from the database and not performing any updates. It helps optimize the transaction, especially for database connections, as certain database systems may optimize read-only transactions for better performance. 7. What is the behavior when a method annotated with @transactional calls another method that is also annotated with @transactional? By default, when a method annotated with @transactional calls another method that is also annotated with @transactional, the caller method will use the same transaction. If the propagation setting is set to propagation underscore acquires underscore new in the second method, it will start a new transaction. 8. What is @transactional's behavior with respect to exception handling? By default, Spring will only roll back a transaction for unchecked exceptions, i.e., runtime exception, and errors. For checked exceptions, you need to explicitly specify that you want a rollback using the rollback for attribute of the @transactional annotation. 9. Can @transactional be used in Spring Boot applications? Yes, @transactional can be used in Spring Boot applications. Spring Boot automatically configures transaction management if the @enable transaction management annotation is added, which is typically done automatically in most cases. You can use @transactional on methods to manage transactions. 10. How can you prevent a transaction from rolling back in certain cases in Spring? You can use the no rollback for attribute in @transactional to specify exceptions that should not trigger a rollback. This allows you to prevent the transaction from being rolled back for certain types of exceptions. 1. What is the difference between propagation underscore acquired and propagation underscore acquires underscore new? Propagation underscore acquired means that the method must run within an existing transaction. If there is no current transaction, a new one will be created. Propagation underscore acquires underscore new forces the method to always run in a new transaction, suspending any existing transaction. 2. How can you ensure that a transaction is rolled back only on specific exceptions? You can control the rollback behavior using the rollback for and no rollback for attributes of the @transactional annotation. Rollback for specifies exceptions that should trigger a rollback, while no rollback for specifies exceptions that should not trigger a rollback. 3. What is at-enable transaction management and why is it used? At-enable transaction management is an annotation that enables annotation-driven transaction management in Spring. It allows you to use it transactional in your code, and it configures a transaction manager for managing transactions. In Spring Boot, it is enabled by default. 4. What is the default behavior of Spring's transaction management in terms of commit and rollback? By default, Spring will commit a transaction if no runtime exception, unchecked exception, occurs. If an unchecked exception occurs, Spring will automatically roll back the transaction. For checked exceptions, you need to specify explicitly if you want a rollback using rollback for. 5. What is the isolation attribute init transactional? The isolation attribute init transactional defines the level of isolation for a transaction. It controls how the transaction interacts with other concurrent transactions. The options are read underscore uncommitted, read underscore committed, repeatable underscore read, and serializable. 6. What are some potential issues when using it transactional with multiple database resources? When using it transactional with multiple databases, you may encounter issues with distributed transactions, such as managing consistency and handling failures across different data sources. Using JTA, Java Transaction API, or other distributed transaction managers can help mitigate these issues. 7. How does Spring handle the transaction commit process? Spring handles the commit process automatically after the method annotated with @transactional successfully completes. If the method executes without throwing a rollback exception, Spring commits the transaction. If an exception occurs, the transaction is rolled back. 8. How does the read-only flag in @transactional improve performance? Setting the read-only flag to true tells Spring that the transaction will only perform read operations. This allows Spring to optimize the transaction by skipping certain operations like locking and flushing the persistence context, improving performance in read-heavy transactions. 9. Can you use it transactional for both read-only and read-write transactions? Yes, you can use it transactional for both read-only and read-write transactions. For read-only transactions, you can set the read-only attribute to true. For read-write transactions, the default is false, which allows modifying data in the transaction. 10. What is the role of the transaction manager in Spring's transaction management? The transaction manager in Spring is responsible for managing the transaction lifecycle. It coordinates the transaction, including starting, committing, or rolling back the transaction based on the outcome of the operation. The platform transaction manager is the main interface used by Spring for transaction management. 1. What are the main types of transaction propagation in Spring? The main types of transaction propagation in Spring are propagation underscore acquired, propagation underscore acquires underscore new, propagation underscore nested, propagation underscore supports, propagation underscore mandatory, propagation underscore not underscore supported, and propagation underscore never. 2. What is the significance of the @transactional annotation in Spring? The @transactional annotation is used to define transaction boundaries for methods in Spring. It provides declarative transaction management, ensuring that the method runs within a transaction and handles commit or rollback based on the outcome of the method. 3. How do you define a read-only transaction in Spring? You can define a read-only transaction by setting the read-only attribute in the @transactional annotation to true. This optimizes performance for transactions that only involve read operations and prevents accidental data modifications. 4. What happens if you mark a method as @transactional and it throws an exception? By default, if a method marked with @transactional throws a runtime exception, unchecked exception, the transaction will be rolled back. If it throws a checked exception, the transaction will not be rolled back unless explicitly specified using the rollback for attribute. 5. Can you use multiple @transactional annotations on different methods in a single class? Yes, you can use multiple @transactional annotations on different methods in a class. Each method will have its own transaction boundary, with the properties defined in the annotation applying to that method. 6. How does Spring handle the rollback of a transaction in case of an exception? Spring will automatically roll back the transaction if a runtime exception is thrown, unless explicitly specified not to do so. For checked exceptions, you need to specify the rollback behavior using the rollback for attribute in the @transactional annotation. 7. How can you configure transaction management programmatically in Spring? Transaction management can be configured programmatically by creating a platform transaction manager bean and using it with the transaction template to manage transactions in your code manually. 8. What is the role of transaction synchronization in Spring transactions? Transaction synchronization allows you to register synchronization callbacks with the transaction. These callbacks can be executed during transaction commit or rollback, giving you more control over transaction-related actions. 9. What is the difference between propagation underscore acquired and propagation underscore nested? Propagation underscore acquired ensures that a new transaction is created only if no existing transaction is present. If an existing transaction exists, it participates in it. On the other hand, propagation underscore nested allows the current method to execute within a nested transaction, meaning it can roll back independently from the outer transaction. 10. How does a transactional interact with Spring AOP? Spring uses AOP, aspect-oriented programming, to apply the @transactional annotation. It creates a proxy for the target method and intercepts the method calls to manage transactions. The proxy handles transaction start, commit, and rollback based on method execution. 1. What is the difference between programmatic and declarative transaction management in Spring? Programmatic transaction management involves explicitly managing the transaction in your code by using the platform transaction manager. In contrast, declarative transaction management uses annotations like @transactional or XML configurations, allowing Spring to automatically manage the transaction boundaries based on method execution. 2. What are the implications of using @transactional with propagation .requires underscore new? When using propagation underscore acquires underscore new, a new transaction will always be created, regardless of whether an existing transaction is already in progress. If there is an ongoing transaction, it will be suspended, and the new transaction will run independently. After the new transaction completes, the suspended transaction will resume. 3. How does Spring handle the rollback of transactions for different types of exceptions? By default, Spring only rolls back transactions for runtime, unchecked, exceptions. However, you can configure the rollback behavior for checked, or any other, exceptions by specifying the rollback for attribute in the @transactional annotation. For example, @transactional, rollback for equals exception, .class, will roll back the transaction for any exception. 4. What is the default behavior of Spring's transaction management regarding rollback? By default, Spring only rolls back transactions for unchecked exceptions, i.e., subclasses of runtime exception, and errors, i.e., subclasses of error. If a checked exception is thrown, the transaction will not be rolled back unless the rollback behavior is explicitly configured using the rollback for or no rollback for attributes in the @transactional annotation. 5. Can you specify rollback behavior for specific exceptions using @transactional? Yes, you can specify the rollback behavior for specific exceptions by using the rollback for attribute in the @transactional annotation. You can list one or more exception classes that should trigger a rollback, e.g., @transactional, rollback for equals SQL exception, .class. 6. What is a nested transaction, and how does propagation underscore nested work? A nested transaction is a transaction within another transaction, which allows the inner transaction to commit or roll back independently of the outer transaction. With propagation underscore nested, Spring starts a new save point within the existing transaction. If the nested transaction fails, the changes made by the inner transaction can be rolled back, but the outer transaction can still proceed. 7. How do you handle transaction isolation in Spring? Transaction isolation can be configured using the isolation attribute of the @transactional annotation. You can specify one of the following isolation levels, isolation underscore default, isolation underscore read underscore committed, isolation underscore read underscore uncommitted, isolation underscore repeatable underscore read, or isolation underscore serializable. The isolation level defines how concurrent transactions interact with each other. 8. What is the @transactional propagation behavior for propagation underscore supports? With propagation underscore supports, the method will run within the context of an existing transaction if one exists. If no transaction exists, the method will execute without a transaction. This propagation is typically used when the method does not require a transaction, but should participate in one if available. 9. How do you prevent a transaction from being rolled back in Spring? You can prevent a transaction from being rolled back by using the @transactional annotation's no rollback for attribute. For example, @transactional, no rollback for equals SQL exception, .class, will prevent rollback for SQL exception even if it's thrown during the method execution. 10. What are the advantages of using declarative transaction management in Spring? The advantages of declarative transaction management include separation of business logic and transaction management, ease of configuration, better readability, and less boilerplate code. It allows you to focus on the core logic without worrying about transaction management details, making your code more maintainable and modular,